minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And joining me on our First Advantage Hotline, we haven't had this guy on. He's a mover and shaker, man. He's a busy guy, but it's great to get him on the program. Justin Adams, you've seen him on CBS Denver. Justin, my friend, it's a great time to be a Colorado sports fan, am I right?
It's not only a great time, but it's also an amazing time to have Red Bull, because with all these games that are going late into the night, man.
What is going right? I mean, they're stressful games. My goodness. You're right. Red Bull, coffee, whatever. We got to have maybe even something stronger next time. I don't know.
I'll take it. You know, especially if Dane puts up another 55, we will all be drinking something a lot stronger today.
Oh, boy. I got to tell you, that game just feel like at any moment it's going to set up to be a Damian Lillard last second shot game over. Nuggets fans are devastated. I blacked out halfway through. I still don't know how the Nuggets held on.
Neither do I. And you know, to be honest, I thought it would be even worse where Carmelo Anthony would somehow be wide open with the chance to win the game. You double team Dame, it gets out of his hands, goes to CJ, and oh look in the corner. Here's Melo with a wide-open three, game over, right? And so I'm just glad the other number 15 for the Nuggets was able to make things happen so we could win game five.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, two overtimes. Michael Porter Jr., you saw him bounce back, and that was a nice night. But you're right. Wouldn't that have been some kind of messed-up poetic justice for Melo to make that shot, put us in a terrible situation going to Portland tonight?
Oh, man, it would have been awful, to say the least. But you know what? You got to win, but you have to handle business tonight. You don't want to go and pretty much have this series like it was 2 years ago where you were up 3-2 with a chance to close it out in Portland, and you weren't able to get it done and then lost at home in Game 7. So handle your business tonight and just make all of our blood pressure go down.
I know. Wouldn't it be great just to have a little blowout action tonight so we can be relaxed, you know, tonight at some point? That'd be fantastic.
That would be awesome, but you know how it is with these Nuggets. It's not going to happen that way.
This is a tough rivalry, too. These two teams, they flat out do not. There's a lot of connections. There's a lot of Blazer-Nuggets crossover connections. They flat out don't like each other.
No, not at all, and it's for good reason. You know, you have Yusuf Nurkic, right, used to be with the Nuggets, now playing with Portland, and doing a great job, actually, defensively in this series against Jokic. I mean, the only problem that Nurkic has had is that he got into foul trouble. And when he's out of the game with foul trouble, the Nuggets have won. It's that simple. I mean, go back to game five. They were able to get the W. Literally, the game changed once Nurkic was out. You look back at game three, the one game on the road that the Nuggets won. What happened? Nurkic fouled out. Nuggets were able to win that game, too. So if they could get him into foul trouble, that's a huge key tonight for the Nuggets to take the W in a very, very tough game on the road.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, Portland, they're going to come out firing. I mean, Saturday, they looked like a team that was desperate. They didn't want to go down big 3-1. They were absolutely desperate in that game. So the Nuggets got to try to find a way in that, what, first 5-10 minutes, Justin, to try to weather that surge right off the bat, because you don't want to find yourself down 10-plus into the first period.
Well, and there's no reason to find yourself down 10-plus also. I mean, to be very honest with you, it's about having those easy buckets and those easy shots. Think back to game five. The first couple of plays that you had went to Michael Porter Jr. Okay, Michael Porter, we're going to get you the ball. We're going to get you the touches early on. Let's get you rolling. Because we know Jokic, there's no problem with him getting his touches. But if you could be able to get Michael Porter engaged into the game early on, that's going to help you out immensely, not only for the first part of the game, but when you get to that third quarter and he comes off the bench and he's able to work with the second team, you need that type of scoring to get going. So you need that young man to be able to play at his best tonight.
We're talking to Justin Adams of CBS Denver. And Michael Porter Jr., has he not been one of the most interesting players, maybe the most interesting Nugget of all time, just watching his ups and downs throughout the course of the season? I mean, one night he looks like, whoa, this guy is going to break every Nuggets record ever when it comes to scoring. And then you can see Saturday where he just disappears. And he's so young. So, I mean, it's understandable when you see some of those games. But hasn't it been fun to watch his journey throughout the course of the season and now during these playoffs?
Oh, it's been great to watch it. And I try to explain it to people that even with Carmelo Anthony, for example, he went through the same troubles too. I think back to 2005 where the Nuggets were playing up against the San Antonio Spurs, and Bruce Bowen, we know how great of a defender he was able to lock down Carmelo Anthony several times in that series. And it took him a while to be able to know how to score in a postseason. It's the same thing that we're seeing with Michael Porter Jr. The only difference is that when he gets his touches, he's able to go 10 for 13 like he did in Game 5 and make some big shots. And the biggest shot he made was actually the game winner on that ridiculous pass from Jokic to the corner where MPJ stepped into the shot, didn't think twice about it, and hit a corner three. Those are the type of shots that the Nuggets not only need in this series, and we're not even talking about the rest of this year, but think about next year. Think about the following year. Think about when your big three is all in their primes. Now you have Nikola Jokic who's not afraid to shoot the big shot. Jamal Murray, when he gets back healthy, he's not afraid to shoot the big shot. Now you have Michael Porter Jr. You have three guys who can look up and say, hey, I could be the closer. That's a great thing for the Nuggets.
I saw on Twitter, too, it was Michael Porter Jr.'s dad. It's like, hey, great shot from MPJ. That's neat. But my goodness, that pass from Joker. I mean, some of the passes, and he was like pretending to fake. What is it in Waterboy? Think about faking. That's what Joker was doing to these guys. It was mind-blowing.
Yeah, and you know what? And the thing about that pass, too, is if you look at the replay, he literally told, hey, I need somebody to cut to the basket. So here comes Aaron Gordon cutting to the basket. And when the ball is released, everyone's eye went to Aaron Gordon because it's like, well, that's an easy dunk. Literally, you look back at that replay, and it's like, oh, this will be the easier play right here. And Jokic just like, no, I'm just going to throw it to the corner over Robert Covington, who's 6'8", over his fingertips, right into the shooting pocket of where Michael Porter Jr. is, where he can hit a three. That was one of the most ridiculous passes I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. No, I mean, there were so many great things back and forth. And again, going back to Damian Lillard, that 55-point game, it's phenomenal. Maybe one of the most, maybe one of the better single guy playoff performances we've ever seen. I mean, there's a lot of great ones, but I think there's a lot to be said that the Nuggets didn't crumble. I mean, they could have just watched this guy shoot from my grandma's house and make it every single time, and they could have folded. But instead, they were like, we just got to keep going back to work. I thought that was pretty darn admirable.
Well, especially with the guys that were in the game, right? You have Monte Morris, who came off the bench playing 40-plus minutes, right? And then you have him scoring 28 points. You have Austin Rivers, a guy who literally 2 months ago was working at home. We were making more money than Austin Rivers two months ago, okay? Come from the street to be able to play in a playoff game and the way that he's playing is ridiculous. When you look at the guys who have stepped up for the Nuggets, you look around and say, okay, what's the common denominator? Well, yeah, for sure it's the MVP and Nikola Jokic, but it's also what Mike Malone has done, and he has put this team around and made them be resilient. That's the biggest thing with this squad is that they are a resilient bunch of guys. But the biggest thing is this. The Nuggets have never won a playoff series under Mike Malone without having a seventh game. So this would be a great opportunity to get that done and finally get that taken care of and get you a couple days of rest.
All right, so what do you think tonight? That's our poll question today. Do you think the Nuggets can close this thing out, or do they close this thing out, or are we going to see seven?
Brady, what are you doing on Saturday?
You know, I might be ready to go if that's what you're saying. Is that what you're telling me? We need to be ready for Game 7?
You might want to have a barbecue or two because we're going to be watching the Game 7. I would love for the Nuggets to be able to get the W tonight, but, I mean, just inconsistent play from the bench. That's really the biggest thing that's going to hit. If the Nuggets can be able to have – you won't have a similar game from Monte Morris, but he'll be consistent. But if the Paul Millsaps of the world, if the Jermichael Greens of the world can be able to give you strong minutes off the bench and you can win those minutes – the Nuggets will have a great chance to win this ball game. To me, this just screams a Paul Millsap game, doesn't it? Mm. It just screams that old veteran has really no business making $10 million, but is still in the league. But he finds a way how to go and get some solid buckets in the game, gets the Nuggets the lead in the fourth quarter, and they're able to hold on and get the dub.
Oh, you know what? If that's the case, and we have a Paul Millsap game tonight, I'm tweeting you out, my friend, because I would love it. I love Millsap's game, even though it's faded this last year and a half or so. I still love it. I really enjoy it. When he's on, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it is fun to watch. And just to remind you again, when you go back to the Western Conference semifinals from last year when the Nuggets were down, you know, 1-3 to the Los Angeles Clippers, it wasn't Jamal Murray, it wasn't Jokic, it wasn't any of those other guys. It was Paul Millsap in the third quarter that was able to get the Nuggets that big run to help them in the fourth quarter. They're going to need something similar tonight if they're going to pull off the upset.
We're talking to Justin Adams of CBS Denver. Justin, hey, I've done some extensive research on this. Get this. The Rockies, the Nuggets, and the Avalanche undefeated in this long month of June so far.
Yeah, you know, it's ridiculous. But it's also good, too, when, you know, when the Rockies are playing the Texas Rangers, who can't win a game on the road to save their life, I think my two-year-old son can walk up to the plate and beat the Texas Rangers by his lonesome. It's good to see. So, yeah, definitely it's good to see the Rockies get win. And how about the Avs? What about that, huh?
Oh, wow. And that was like, and I'm not a, you know, I'm not one of those guys that can break down the X's and O's of hockey, but you can certainly tell when one team's outplaying the other. And that was, they looked like the team, but when you have an elite goalie and he's playing in an elite type fashion, I mean, you can do a lot of crazy things.
You know, it's funny. You always hear the term that you have a goaltender who stood on his head, right? Mm. And we haven't seen a goaltender play like that since Patrick Waugh. And for some points, you can say Craig Anderson had a couple of really good playoff appearances with the Avalanche. But when you look at what was done yesterday, I mean, he was peppered, literally. The Golden Knights, they outshot the Avs 31-12. Like, let's put it this 31-12 in the second and third period. They didn't control the game. They dominated and only had one goal in two periods. And it's because of what Philip Grubauer did. And so, you know, you look at that, you know that you stole a game at home. Now you have to go to Vegas and just get one of two. We will all love to see a sweep, but the reality is that Vegas is a really good hockey team. You got to make sure that you go down there and get one of those two and be able to end this 1-5.
Boy, the Avs have been on something else, some kind of streak, too, because they needed to win those three critical games at the end of the regular season to get the President's Trophy. They beat Vegas, and then they handle San Jose. And then the next thing you know, they're sweeping St. Louis, and here we are, 2-0. So, boy, it screams right now that the Avs are the, all caps, the team to beat.
They are the team to beat, but again, we all know how it is in hockey. Anything could change at any moment in this game. And again, if you have a goaltender who's hot, Fleury can be hot now. He knows how to get it there, okay? Marc-Andre Fleury is a Hall of Fame goaltender for a reason. So you got to make sure that you – look, you got to go and be their aggressors. Like, we know the crowd is going to be pumped up when you get down to Vegas. They're going to have full capacity for Game 3. So it's important on you for the first 5 minutes to go and take it to them and really get the crowd out as much as possible. So that's what the Avalanche really need to do against Vegas to be able to win that series. And then after that, don't forget, the rest of the teams, if the Avs do advance, the rest of the teams that they would play now, they haven't played at all this season because of the way that the conferences and the divisions have been put together this year. So it's anybody's ball game. Literally, it's anybody's ball game. Handle your business. You have home ice. Go and win the games that you're supposed to at Ball Arena and go and take home the cup.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. That's a great point by you. And finally, since you're a Denver guy, we can't get away from asking, is Aaron Rodgers a Bronco yet, Justin? Or when will we get that information?
No, not yet. But you know what? I am putting out the bat signal to make sure they come on in.
What do you think, man? Is this going to get done? Or is Rodgers even going to play in 2021?
I would love – well, first of all, Rodgers is going to play. Nobody's that stupid, okay?
I would hope not, right?
Look, I'll put it this way. If Aaron Rodgers want to put on that jersey on me, I'll take the money gladly, all right?
But you and me both, man.
Right? You just – as of right now, I don't know. And I think that's really the thing. Like, we all want to say that he is a Bronco, that we will be a Bronco, that they will make a trade. But right now, we don't know what's going to happen. I will say this. At the end of the day, this season is all about Drew Lock again. Mm. And can Drew Lock? Here's the reality. If Drew Lock can make a similar change to his game like Josh Allen did from year two to year three, the Broncos are going to be in the playoffs, no doubt about it. If Drew Lock continues to play the way that he is and even takes a step back, then the Broncos will be looking for another quarterback next year. And they're going to regret not picking up Justin Fields when he was right there for the pick.
Boy, there's so many different storylines that really surround what happens in the next month and the next season. And, hey, either way, it's going to be must-see television. We're looking forward to it. Justin, my friend, always fantastic to get you on the program. Let's do it again, man. Let's not take so long till we do it again next time.
Without a doubt, Brady, let's make that happen. And look, NBA Finals, man, when it gets around the corner, let's go figure out a way how to get together and watch a game.
Hey, I would absolutely love it, my friend. Let's make it happen.
Sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
All right, man. Justin Adams of CBS Denver. I'm a big fan of his, and we were going back and forth after that crazy game on Tuesday. It's like, dude, let's get you back on the show. I know you're busy. We were going to get him on yesterday. He's a busy dude. 20 minutes after the hour, our Power to Play Sports poll question is up. Who's winning this thing? Are the Nuggets going to close this out tonight, or are we going Game 7? Everybody's saying Game 7, Colfax. Everybody is saying Game 7. Everyone we've talked to, the hooligans, I mean, it's like 90% now saying Game 7's going to happen, or here we come, instead of taking it tonight. So I guess we'll find out tonight. It's going to be fun. We'll give you our predictions later on. I caught Colfax by one game. You're still rolling. I think it's safe to say both of us will finish above 500 in this first round. You've got 30 of these right. 30 out of 40 out of 44.
44. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Mass.
30 and 14. I'm what am I? I'm 28 and 28 and 16. I'm two behind. Caught you by one.
So I'm two better.
Two better.
That's
right
amazing.
Now. There's no bet though on this one. So
of course,
I mean,
not.
There's no. So let's things change around a little bit. We'll make a little bet.
I always win these things when there's nothing on the line. Whenever there's money or if there's like being on the roof, I lose.
That's true. Well, yeah, we were just kind of organic. I was like, let's pick the play-in games. Oh, let's pick every single game. and we have so far. We haven't missed a night of this.
No.
Normally, we screw up with stuff like this and we forget. But here we are.
On the ball.
We're at least doing it in the first round. 21 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, what do we have? We will go over the NBA last night. Kawhi Leonard, just disappearing act. Call him Harry Houdini last night. We'll talk about that. And my Thursday night special coming up at the bottom of the hour. I finished 2-1. I picked three games in May because of the Rockies. So I went 2-1. I mean, Colfax, they don't call me Mr. Thursday night for a reason, man. I mean, they do call me that for a reason. Something like that. I'm Mr. Thursday night. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.